Good morning. Khadija here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And I am up at old dark 30 this morning. And some of you might call this a rant, but I just consider this as the conversation continuing. Because over and over for the last month or so, and even before that, but I guess I just became more conscious of it. I'm running into people that saying, "Are you awoke? I'm woke now." And being the girl that I am, you know, I dissect things. So I went and I looked up the word woke, W-O-K-E. And it said it's to emerge or to cause to emerge from a state of sleep, to stop sleeping, to cause something to stir or come to life, or become alert to or aware of. And I had to let that sit and marinate with me a while. Because we say that we're woke, but we're still walking around talking and acting like we have blinders on. We're spouting out one-sided theories and prophecies and still not following the commandments of God or observing his appointed times, his holy days, the days that he has set aside for us, but yet we claim that we love him. We continue to preach man-made doctrines and spread hate to the exclusion of others. Then we turn around and we start turning what we place God's name on into a clown show. And how are we serving or claiming to worship the same God, the creator of heaven and earth, with so many religious denominations? I need it to make sense. Make it make sense to me. And the crazy part is we are all saying that we're reading the same book. How is that possible? When everywhere I look, there is a three-ring circus going on, all in the name of Jesus. And the book, the Bible, the book of Constantine, that has been revised so many times. Stuff taken out, stuff put in, verses added, words added to suit the Roman Catholic Church and to promote their agenda. Oh, and have we forgotten the centuries of killing and burning and pillaging and mayhem caused by the Catholic Church? All in the name of Jesus. And bishops of the Catholic Church who sanctioned the transatlantic slave trade, or the imprisonment of children, all in the name of their manufactured Jesus. Yes, I'm going all the way there today. And let's talk about the missionaries that they sent into Africa to teach a white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus when we already knew a melanated Yeshua. And you say you woke. But it's a time to get all the way woke. It's a time to stop sleeping, to emerge from our sleeping state. And no, I'm not teaching hate. I'm teaching the truth. It's time to walk in to the enlightenment that you say that you have encountered, that you say that you are enjoying. So let's do this. I'm starting a series on So You Say You're Awake? Really. We are going to dissect the things that we call truth. We're going to check, and not just in the Bible. So if you're not comfortable with that, then I suggest that you don't continue to listen. But if you're ready to do this and truly do this, because if we think about it, the Bible is simply a historical book. It's a list of history, a history of a people that have been denied their true identity. It's time to understand where we really came from. It's time to understand the true people of the book. It's time to understand the difference between being a Gentile and being a called child of God. And there is a difference, a big difference. So if you want to go on this journey with me and you're not afraid to step over into the lane of truth, the path that is least traveled, you come on back, because it's time to take the blinders off. It's time to truly, truly get this thing in order. Now, again, I'm Khadijah. Kit Kat moments, revelations of life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And I love you. I truly, truly love you. And we're going to do this. You have a God fantastic. Oh, before I say that, Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy your divine rest. Crawl up out of the rat race of life. Find comfort in Jehovah's arms. For he is the author and the finisher of our faith, the lifter of our heads. He said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. I love you. Shalom.